USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injury is said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She starred in movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller responding to some claims that his investigation into alleged collusion between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute his longtime ally Roger Stone's sentence. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so."
A heat wave still blanketing the Southwest, the mercury hitting 116 degrees in Phoenix yesterday, 1 degree hotter than the old record for that date. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
There's no word from the White House when President Trump will reschedule his campaign rally in New Hampshire. The rally at Portsmouth International Airport had been scheduled for Saturday night, but it was postponed because of concerns about the weather, as Tropical Storm Fay was, at the time, threatening much of New England. It ended up veering off into New York in the end. Zinzi Mandela, the daughter of South African anti-apartheid icons Nelson and Winnie Mandela, has died at 59. She was the country's current ambassador to Denmark. She died early today in a Johannesburg hospital. The cause of death has not been released. South Africa's Minister of International Relations saying that Mandela was a struggle heroine in her own right who served her country well. Ford's new Bronco rolling out today. Ford's expected to introduce two-door and four-door versions of the SUV, as well as a smaller model called the Bronco Sport. And the first update in about a quarter century has been in the works for years. And a car that starred in the James Bond movie Die Another Day is now up for sale. The Beverly Hills Car Club is selling that 1992 Lamborghini Diablo, which had been used by Bond's enemy in the movie. The price is $119,500. You can check us out online for free. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.